大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
感谢主奇妙带领我到教会当中。
I really thank the Lord. The Lord has graciously, miraculously brought me here.
当我知道下个月十一月份我们这里有音乐布道大会。
When I was told that there will be a musical outreach here in November.
所以今天早上我就想和各位分享的主题是务要传道。
So the topic I'm going to share with you with all this morning is preach the world.
盼望主的灵都感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit move us.
叫我们同心合意兴旺福音。
So together with one heart, we will prosper the gospel.
请我们打开圣经提摩太后书第四章第一至第二节。
Shall we open the Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 to 2, verses 1 to 2.
我们一同开声读提摩太后书第四章第一节至第二节。
Let's read it together aloud. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。好的，到这里还有第五节，我们看第五节。
Go to verse five.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。好，我们到这里。这个保罗写书信给提摩太。
When Paul wrote these epistles to Timothy,
他和提摩太的关系像在基督里父子的关系。
His relationship with Timothy is just like father and son in Christ.
他在基督里谆谆教导提摩太。
In Christ, he teaches carefully Timothy.
但是写到这里的时候
But when up to this letter,
原来他仅仅说务要传道
If he only say just preach the word
虽然传道原文的意思是包括着神的话和福音两方面
When the word indeed refers to the gospel as well as the full counsel of God
但是当我们看到第五节的时候
And then you look at verse 5
保罗就告诉提摩太说你就要凡事谨慎
You have to be inKeep your head in all situations.
忍受苦难
Endure hardship.
尽传道的功夫
Do the work of an evangelist.
英文就讲了就原文就是 evangelist, 就是传福音者的工作
Is that here clearly in English, evangelist, preach the gospel.
所以忍受苦难
Endure hardship.
保罗很多的苦难
Paul has suffered so much.
都是传福音到各地开方的时候
Because when he was preaching the gospel to a barren land,
面对的逼迫苦难
He endured all the hardships.
保罗就快殉道了
Now Paul is going to be martyred.
他怕当时罗马城的大逼迫基督徒啊，在罗马帝国大逼迫基督徒
He realized a huge persecution from the Roman Empire is coming.
年轻同工提摩太
The young co-worker
会惧怕
Timothy would be very afraid.
所以保罗在这里不仅劝他务要传道
That's why Paul he didn't only say preach the word.
不要传福音
But also you have to endure hardship
他甚至是说我在神面前
And also in the presence of God
并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前
And also in the presence of Christ Jesus who is just the living and the dead
也就是务要传福音
You have to preach the gospel
务要传神的道
Preach the word of God
这不仅仅是同工之间嘱咐
It's not just like a command to the co-worker
这不仅是 父子之间的劝勉
and not only just like a counsel from a father to the son
这个使命
this is a mission
这个大使命
a great commission
不仅是耶稣升天的时候
not only when Jesus departed on earth to heaven
升天之前
before his
ascension 吩咐门徒说
he commanded his disciples
你们要往普天下去
go
and 传福音给万民听
preach the gospel to make and to make disciples
使万民做我的门徒
make disciples of all nations
保罗在殉道之前
Before Paul was martyred
他所发出的最后的嘱咐
His last command
他说这是在神面前发出来的
In the presence of God
务要传道
You have to preach the word
什么叫在神面前呢
What does it mean to be in the presence of God?
也就是说将来你要在神面前交账啊
That means later in the future you have to give account before God
这是个使命啊
This is our mission
这是一定要遵行的
Something you have to obey
你觉得我得时
whether it is in season
我不得时
or out of season,
都要遵行
you have to obey,
因为这是神面前发出的使命
this is in the presence of God, his commission,
是交托给提摩太
committed to Timothy,
年轻的使徒
a young apostle,
写在圣经里面
right, written in the Bible,
就是叫做历代的众教会
indeed, throughout the generations,
神的众儿女
all the children of God,
务要传道
We have to preach the gospel.
然后保罗不仅讲了在神面前发出的使命哦
And not only it is a commission before the God,
并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前
Also he before Christ Jesus who will judge the living and the dead.
为何在神面前
One in the presence of God,
在基督耶稣面前
And in the presence of Jesus Christ,
来祝福你
I command you,
务要传道
Have to preach the gospel.
这还不够啊
Not only that,
再加上形容词
and the adjective of Jesus,
在主面前呢、啊、
before the Lord,
是将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣
the Lord who will judge the living and the dead in the future.
提摩太知道
now Timothy realized,
将来审判万人
who is going to judge the world?
是耶稣基督
is Jesus Christ.
耶稣说父不审判人
because Jesus said, Father wouldn't judge.
把审判的权柄交给子
the Father has given the authority to judge to the Son.
所以将来审判活人
So in the future, the one who judges the living,
当主耶稣回来的时候
when Jesus comes back,
所有活着的人
all the living,
啊，在基督台前受审
before the throne, the judgment seat of God,
马太福音25章所说的绵羊和山羊
in Matthew 25, the sheep and the goat,
离世的
whether it's gone,
将来在白色宝座面前
one day before the white throne of God,
千年国度之后
after the millennium,
在基督台前受审
before the judgment seat of God,
所以这位耶稣基督审判死活人死人
So Jesus is the one who judges the living and the dead
那为何说务要传道
Why would Paul say you have to preach to
是关系到审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前发出的使命呢
Related to the commissions before from Jesus who will judge the living and dead
因为若提摩太不传道
Why if Timothy doesn't obey
不传福音
Doesn't preach the gospel
很多人没有听见福音
Then many will be lost, never able to hear.
他将来受审判，灵魂下地狱。
One day when he's being judged, so many souls will be gone.
基督耶稣就要向提摩太追讨了。
Then Jesus would ask Timothy why.
正像旧约里面的先知以西结。
Just like the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel.
神对他说。
God told Ezekiel.
我几时对你说。
Whenever I ask you to speak.
你要对恶人说。
Speak to the unrighteous.
你要悔改。
The wicked,
恶人啊你要悔改。
Wicked man, you need to repent.
若不悔改神要审判你。
If you don't repent, God is going to judge you.
若你不讲。
If Ezekiel, you don't speak.
恶人死在罪中。
And the wicked perish.
你就要承担他灭亡的罪。
You are going to receive the punishment.
我要向你追讨。
God is going to ask you about that.
因为你不讲。
Because you haven't spoken.
他没有听见。
Has never heard.
他没有悔改的机会。
Has no opportunity to even to repent.
但是你若讲了。
But if you have spoken.
他不肯悔改。
He doesn't repent.
你就脱离了这个罪。
Then you are off your duty.
神就不追究。
God will not chase after you.
这就是保罗说。
This is why Paul says here.
他在哥林多前书第九章那里提到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says.
他说我传福音是不得已的。
You know, I have to preach the gospel.
他说若不传福音
Indeed, if I don't,
我就有祸了
I will be in trouble
若不甘心做这事
If I do not do it willingly
责任已经托付我了
Indeed, I have been given the commission
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你试想看
So brothers and sisters think
为何保罗和提摩太传扬福音
Why would Paul ask Timothy to preach
是关系到将来在基督耶稣台前交账的问题、啊、
It is a matter that one day I have to give account before the judgment seat of Christ.
你想想看
Think.
耶稣从高天来到地上
Our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven.
三层天上啊
Above the third heaven.
来到地球上
He came down to the earth.
为世人死在十字架上
He died for the world on the cross.
付了多少的代价
He had paid such a high price.
多大的代价
Huge sacrifice.
但是知道的人
Those who know it
知道这个好消息的人
Those who have heard of the good news
啊，他死而复活升天
One day they dead and they be raised
成全了这个救恩
When Jesus have finished the commit, finished the salvation
对全球的人来说
To the whole world
这是个好消息。
This is the good news.
因信耶稣得永生。
If you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Then you will not perish, but receive eternal life.
得着的祝福是
the blessing you will receive.
从今生到永恒的祝福。
From now to forever.
但是许多人不知道。
But so many have never heard of that.
那一个时代没有传播媒介。
Because back then, that generation, there's no media.
口传。
It's all by word of mouth.
若是保罗知道了。
If Paul knew,
很多人都不知道、啊、
Only Paul knew, but so many would never have known.
所以保罗是马不停蹄传福音。
And that's why Paul, every day after day, night after night, he didn't stop and preach.
在临死之前、啊、
Before he died.
在殉道之前。
Before he's being martyred.
他还向提摩太见证说。
Then he told Timothy.
我初次申诉的时候。
You know, the first time I was appealing.
没有人前来帮助我。
No one came to my assistance.
我有主站在我旁边。
But my Lord is right before, at my right hand.
加给我力量。
He strengthened me.
使我把福音尽都传明。
So that I was able to preach the gospel to everyone.
我也从狮子的口里面给救出来了。
I was being rescued from the mouth of the lion.
保罗在殉道之前。
Before Paul was martyred.
主后67至68年。
It will be around 62 to 68 AD.
当时尼罗皇帝
back then,
屠杀基督徒
he was going to kill many many Christians.
彼得保罗都在那个时候殉道
Peter and Paul they were both being martyred during that time.
根据提摩太后书第四章后面所说的
according to 2 Timothy chapter 4,
你会看见他是在尼罗皇帝面受审的时候面前受审的时候
we can imagine, we can know that he was being judged before Nero.
他把福音尽都传明。
He had already finished preaching the gospel to everyone.
正像他曾经在亚基波王面前受审的时候把福音传出去那样。
It was exactly like when he was being judged before King Agrippa. He said he was able to preach the gospel.
在他最不得时的时候。
It was truly out of season.
随时丢给狮子吃。
Any moment he would be thrown to the lion's den.
但是他照样为耶稣做见证。
But he continues to bear testimony for Jesus.
他活下美好的见证。
He left a beautiful example.
最后保罗被杀殉道。
And then at the end, he was being killed and martyred.
所以我们看见保罗的一生。
So we can see the whole life of Paul.
他说若不传福音。
If I do not preach the gospel.
我便有祸了。
Indeed, woe to me, I was compelled to preach.
让我举个例子。
Let me give you an illustration.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
若我们今天在火灾的场上。
Indeed, if there's a fire.
你是唯一一个。
You are the only survivor.
看见发现一条走火通道。
You're the only one able to see there's a fire exit.
你不会说感谢赞美主我就一个人跑掉了。
Will you say, oh, praise the living God, I'm going to run.
然后里面还有许许多多人就葬身在火海里面。
But you realize so many will be burned like inferno.
虽然没有人知道你自私的跑了。
No one would know that.You have already gone selfishly.
但当你看见很多人罹难的时候
But when you saw so many died,
你的良心终身谴责你
Your conscience will be rebuking you for the rest of your life.
当你发现唯一一条生路的时候
While you notice there's the only exit way out,
你除了自己走上去
Not only you will run,
跑上你还要对所有在场说快快从这里走吧
You have to tell everyone Come follow me This is the way
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
耶稣基督就是引上永生的这条路
Jesus Christ is the only way for eternal life
当你在人生旅途里
In your whole life
你认识了耶稣基督
You have already known Jesus
你认识了这条永生的路
You have known this way to eternity
你不可做一个自私的基督徒
You cannot be a selfish Christian
你不告诉你的父母亲
You don't tell your parents
你不告诉你的儿女
Your children
你不告诉你的配偶
Your spouse
你不告诉你的亲戚朋友
Your relatives and
同事同学
Your colleagues your students
远亲近邻
And whoever
甚至你坐的城市里所接触的人
Even whoever you come across you
你是唯一找到永生路的人
But you are the only one who knows the way to eternity
基督徒没有特权啊
You know Christians we don't have privilege
所有地球人
AllMen and women on earth
都有知情权
We indeed they all have the right to know
耶稣为世人钉十字架。
Jesus died for the whole world.
还有很多人不知道啊。
So many still haven't heard of it.
将来神审判他的时候。
When God is going to judge us.
他说从来没有听过。
Or judge them. They would say, I've never heard of the gospel.
神是慈爱的神。
God is loving.
神是公义的神。
He's righteous.
神要给每一个活在地上的人。
God would have everyone living on earth.
一生里面。
On during his whole life,
有一次听见的机会
at least once they would have opportunity
他有听见的机会
when they have this opportunity to
他就有选择权
then they have the choice to make
他就有得救的机会
they have the opportunity to be saved
若他从来没有听见
but he or she have never heard
当他遇到绝症的时候
one day when it comes
癌症绝症的时候
terminal illness
或许遇到破产的时候
or bankruptcy
或许遇到一场大病的时候
or a big illness
四分四年的时候四分四年的时候
divorce we're coming in a divorce
在人生最低点的时候
breakdown in relationship coming to the end of the life
或者坐到飞机上
or while on the plane
就快坠机了
the plane is going to come down
听到就快坠机了
and then they heard Mayday, Mayday
若是他曾经听见福音
If they have ever heard of the gospel,
那个时候圣灵就会叫他想起。
Then the Holy Spirit would ask them to recall.
他会耶稣啊，求你救我。
He would plead that, Lord Jesus, save me.
但是若他从来没有听见。
But imagine if he or she have never heard of the gospel.
他就会呼求偶像救他。
What would they plead? They would plead the idols, the false gods to save them.
这就是所谓痛则父母，穷则父天。
You know, I mean, that's why Chinese people would say when you are in poverty, you ask your parents, but when you're coming to death, you ask heaven to help, to save you.
所以布道会的时候，有的人立刻流泪信主。
You know, during the gospel meeting, many would just shed tears and believe.
我这次在悉尼的这个澳洲华人的培灵布道会里面。
This visit, I was invited to share, invited by the joint churches of the Chinese churches.
那在其最后一晚的布道会里面
in the gospel meeting at the last night
哇呼召的时候
when I was giving the altar call
整个台前爆满
the whole stage was filled
很多人流泪出来信主
so many were having tears as they repent
连通道都逼得一般
including the whole corridor
前面没有地方站
no more space
那个地方比这个大很多
that area, the hall was much bigger than here
很多人信主
so many came And believe.
你会看见当人信主的时候
You know why when they remember You know when I saw they believe in Jesus
那种得着主啊
They already gained They received Jesus Christ
那种圣灵的感动
And the Holy Spirit was moving
他露出很轻松的笑脸
I can see the smiling face
我形容这种情形就是人不再像宇宙的孤儿
You know what I would describe them as Human is no longer the oven of the universe.
乃是回到造物主爱的怀抱里面。
But human beings are coming back to the Creator.
神的爱拥抱着他。
The loving Creator, the love of God embraced them.
他能够从里面轻松的笑脸。
And they could out of the bottom of their heart give a very loving, smiling face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们有责任。
Today, you and I have
传福音给我们周围旁边的
duty to preach to the one next to you,
让他们都有听见的机会
so they would have the opportunity to listen to the gospel.
难怪保罗说
no wonder Paul said,
若不传福音
if I do not preach the
gospel, 我便有祸了
woe to me.
我再举一个例子
let me give you another story.
若是你做天气预报
if you are the weather forecast,
你已经预知到明天整个城市会有八级大地震
you know already that tomorrow,There will be an earthquake up to 8th grade of Richter scale.
但你因为情绪低落
But because you don't feel happy, you're depressed.
遇到很不开心的事情
Something very bad happened to you.
你就说我不报道了
You would say, I don't care about other people.
结果若是第二天八级大地震整个城市很多人罹难
If imagined the following day because of the earthquake, so many people died and perished.
你的良心要终身谴责你
What is going to happen to your conscience?
所以难怪保罗在罗马书的第一章十四至十六节那里提到
No wonder Paul in the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 14 to 16
也许我们看一看也可以我们看一看也可以好罗马书
Romans chapter 1 chapter 1 verses 14 to 16
我们一同开心读，无论是希腊人，是话外人，是聪明人，愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。好，在这一段经文里面呢，我们能看见保罗为何他对福音那样有负担呢？
He's explaining why Paul was so passionate about the gospel.
因为当他蒙召的时候，
Because when Paul was being called,
神对他说，
God told him,
你要对着外邦人，
You are going to preach to the Gentiles,
以色列人，
the Israel,
君王面前，
before the kings,
为我做见证，
bear my, for my testimony.
所以保罗没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And that's why Paul said, I didn't disobey the vision I received from heaven.
当然他传福音直到地极。
And then he preached to the end of the world back then.
目的是为了建造教会。
In order to preach, build the church.
但我们看见。
Then we see,
保罗怎么完成主对他托付这三句话。
How did Paul accomplish and finish the commissions God gave him?
无论是犹太人，
whether it's the Jews,
希腊人所代表的外邦人，
you know, the Greeks represent the Gentiles,
是文盲，文化之外的人，
or the barbarians, the illiterates,
或是这个罗马人。
Or the Romans.
他说我都欠他们的债。
I'm obligated to them.
为何欠债呢？
I owe them.
我要把耶稣基督福音传给他们听。
Why? I owe them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
若不传我便有祸了。
If I don't preach, woe to me.
将来主要向我追讨责任了。
One day God is going to ask me.
所以他是情愿尽我的力量。
That's why he said, I'm trying my best to do.
当保罗尽他力量的时候，
When while Paul was doing his best,
他不是靠自己，
he didn't rely on himself.
他是借着祷告，
but through prayer,
不住的祷告，
keep praying.
然后照着神的灵在他里面运行，
according to the working of the Holy Spirit inside him,
尽心竭力，
he did his best.
然后我们来思想保罗怎么完成他的托付。
Now let's meditate. How did Paul finish his mission?
保罗蒙召之后，
while after Paul was being called,
到殉道大概30年左右。
It was about 30 years before Paul he was martyred.
他福音传到叙利亚。
You know, the gospel reached out to Syria.
大马士革。
Damascus.
首都大马士革。
The capital of Syria.
然后安提亚。
And Antioch.
这是叙利亚。
And within Syria.
然后又传到这一个土耳其
，and reach out to Turkey，
土耳其整个很大的地方
，the whole Asia Minor within Turkey， big area，
然后又传到东欧
，indeed Eastern Europe，
就是腓立比
，including Philippi，
今天的马其顿
，today's Macedonia，
马尔干半岛的一些国家
，and the peninsula over there，
传到希腊
，and
南欧，南欧希腊
，the South Europe，
然后后来呢？由于罗马政府不准犹太人进罗马
，and because the Roman government didn't allow the Jews to enter into Rome，
他回耶路撒冷
，so he returned to Jerusalem。
他要把福音传给耶路撒冷的人
，he needed to preach to the people in Jerusalem。
当时有先知对他说
，then even back then a prophet prophesied to him，
你下到耶路撒冷要给捆绑
，you know if you go to Jerusalem you will be chained。
众人流泪劝他说你不要去了
，people were in tears asking Paul not to go。
保罗在使徒行传第二十章提到
，but Paul in Acts 20 chapter 20 he said，
你们这样哭是要叫我心碎吗
？You know your tears really has burdened me down。
他说我以主耶稣基督的缘故
，but because for the sake of Jesus Christ。
不仅受人捆绑
，I'm more than willing not only to be chained，
就是死在耶路撒冷我也愿意
，but even to die in Jerusalem。
我们知道他到耶路撒冷的时候
，you know when he returned to Jerusalem，
后来他进入圣殿
，he entered into the temple，
给这个认识他的犹太人发现了
，those who recognize his face，
就是误毁谤保罗说
，they accuse him falsely。
保罗带外邦人来污秽圣殿
，and accusing Paul that Paul was defiling the temple.
其实保罗没有，保罗没有这样做
，because Paul has never done that.
结果火城骚动
，the whole city was in uproar.
所有的犹太人都聚集要保护圣殿
，all the Jews want to protect the temple.
结果保罗后来站在这一个千夫长给他一个位置上，站在台上
，and then at the end, Paul was able to stand on the stage set up by the centurion.
众人要打死保罗的时候
，when they want to stone and kill Paul,
千夫长把他抓出来
，the centurion actually rescued him.
保罗就抓住那个机会
，and Paul grasped the opportunity.
传福音给耶路撒冷合成的百姓
that opportunity, Paul was able to preach the whole city of Jerusalem.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
若是叫耶路撒冷的圣徒去邀请人来听布道会，还没有这样多人呢。
If you wait for the saints in Jerusalem to ask people to come to the gospel meeting,
那是由耶路撒冷合成的人为了保护圣殿呐。
But you know what? Because the whole city of Jerusalem wanted to protect the temple.
合成的人都出来啊。
The whole city came.
哇，保罗能够趁那个机会为耶稣做见证传福音。
And Paul grabbed that opportunity to.Bear testimony for Jesus Christ.
向所有的犹太人还福音的债。
The whole city, he paid the debt of preaching to them.
然后后来他到特拉维夫。
And then
今天的特拉维夫坐监两年。
He was jailed in Tel Aviv, today's Tel Aviv.
然后在亚基波王面前。
And right before King Agrippa.
众千夫长面前。
Before all the centurions, all the officials.
罗马的很多兵面前。
Before all the officials and soldiers.
为耶稣做见证。
Again, he.Share the gospel.
然后后来坐船到罗马。
And then he was on the boat to Rome.
就到了一个岛屿上。
And when he had to stop an island.
后来传福音给那个岛屿的酋长。
And he was able to preach to the captain.
酋长信了耶稣。
Of the island. And he believed in Jesus.
福音就传遍那个岛屿。
And the whole island, the gospel has penetrated.
那一个岛屿就今天的马耳他。
This is the Maltese island today.
原来是基督教国家。
Became a Christian country.
保罗福音就这样传去了。
That gospel of Paul.
然后保罗到罗马。
When he arrived at Rome,
他第一次在罗马已经传福音给很多犹太人，凡来见他的，他都见证耶稣基督。
The first time when he arrived at Rome, many Jews came to him and he preached to them.
第二次在罗马城在该撒台前受审的时候。
And second time when he appeared before Caesar, King Caesar.Emperor,
他也把福音都传出去。
Again, he preached the gospel to the whole crowd.
但他第一次在该撒台前受审的时候
，But first time when he was judged before Caesar,
他把福音传出去。
He preached.
所以该撒王房室成员很多人信了耶稣。
And because Caesar believed, many believed as well.
所以保罗写腓立比书的时候
，So when he wrote the letters in the Philippians,
就说该撒家里面的人问你们安。
He even said the household of Caesar sent their greetings.
所以保罗是传福音到上至房室成员，皇家成员。
So the targets of Paul, including the royal family,
还有罗马御营前军
and the whole army,
因为每天派一个兵来看着他。
You know the old Roman soldiers would send one soldier every day to guard him for 2 years.
罗马的房室精锐兵。
All the elite soldiers of the Roman Empire,
都听见保罗的福音。
They all have opportunity to hear the gospel.
然后保罗第一次出来之后
，and then when Paul was released,
他一心想往西班牙去。
He really wanted to go to Spain,
就是当时的地级。
And that is the end of the world back then.
他要传福音到地级。
He wanted to go to the end of the world.
所以罗马书第十五章说，我切心想往西班牙去。
That's why Romans chapter 15, he said, I really desire to go to Spain.
我相信保罗。出来之后到了西班牙。
And I believe, indeed, after Paul was released, he did go to Spain.
哇，你会看见保罗三十年的时间
，30 years. Paul,
他住最长的一个地方就是以弗所三年的时间。
The longest stay was in Ephesus for
帖撒罗尼迦教会只有三星期。
While the shortest would be only 3 weeks to establish.
他传完福音
，he preached the gospel,
建立教会
，establish the church,
设立长老执事
，and ordained all elders and deacons.
继续去
，he continued,
马不停蹄
，keep non-stop.
你会看见那一个福音呢、啊。
You can see the gospel
从以色列国
from Israel
一直到外邦各地
throughout the Gentile land
到那时的地级
to the end of the world back then
他完成他的使命了
he has finished his commission
所以他托付年轻同工提摩太
that's why he's now telling the young Timothy his co-worker
务要传道
you have to preach the gospel
无论得时不得时
whether it's in season or out of season
总要专心
you have to concentrate
要用百般的忍耐
Endure hardship,
各样的教训
with all teaching,
责备人、警戒人、劝勉人
rebuking, comforting teaching.
他说：“像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。
To whoever I will be with him,
无论如何
for whatever reason,
总要救些人。
By all means, I have to save some.
在我个人多年来蒙神的恩典。”
My personal experience by the grace of God for many years.
每次看到保罗的经历。
Every time as I recall Paul's experience,
我里面就有焚烧的灵。
I have a burning desire inside.
总是盼望把握每一个机会。
I really want to grasp every opportunity.
无论是大型的布道会
whether it's the big evangelical meeting,
在香港的 这个啊两三千人的布道会。
In Hong Kong, we have 2,000-3,000 attend these big evangelical meeting.
或许是中学
，or to the high school.
几百堂的中学布道会。
Hundreds of gospel outreach for the high schoolers.
数以万计的中学生站起来接受。
Tens of thousands of high schoolers would stand.
或是私下的。
Or personally, private.
传福音给计程车司机。
To the taxi driver.
我就像还福音的债。
You know, I'm just paying my debt for the gospel.
有时我们有长老开会。
You know, when we have the elders meeting together.
星期晚上。
Monday night.
已经在尖沙咀11点多才开会完。
We finished till almost 11 in 尖沙咀。
我坐计程车回家。
I will catch a cab, a taxi.
虽然是疲累啊。
I'm so tired.
但有时和计程的司机谈两句话。
But so often I would just talk to the taxi driver.
我等到最后十分钟了。
Giving me the last 10 minutes.
啊，我是先祷告。
I will pray first.
然后就开始传了。
And then I will start to preach.
啊，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了最后，我先钱给他。
At the end, I first pay.
啊，免得他以为传福音不需要钱呢。
Maybe I don't want him to think that while you preach the gospel is free cab. No, it's not that. A free journey.
然后我带他祷告接受主。
And then I will pray with him.
我说今天不是偶然的。
To receive Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, it's not by chance I with you.
是上帝借我告诉你。
But God has asked me to come to you.
他爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣成为你的救主。
Jesus should be your savior.
他要把他爱子耶稣赐给你。
God is going to give His only begotten Son Jesus to you.
你要个祷告表示接受。
You need to pray and telling God that you are willing to accept.
他望一望我。
Often they would look at me,、
啊、
and they would nod.
你用爱他，他跟我祷告。
And they would come, they would stop and pray with me.
祷告完之后，他第二次伸手过来。
And then second time after prayer, he would put his hand.
不是要钱啊。
No longer asking for money.
握住我的手。
But hold my hand.
很谢谢你。
Thank you.
他说我很感动。
I'm so touched.
我很舒服。
I feel so good and comfortable.
蒙神的恩典。
I receive God's blessing.
我以往带了40多个计程车司机信主。
I have actually done this more than 40 taxi drivers to have this sinner's prayer.
传福音随时随地。
You know, we preach the gospel anytime, anywhere.
我这次来。
This time.
啊，这次来澳洲。
I visited Australia.
他们有一个退休营。
They've got a retreat.
有讲了5篇的信息。
I have spoken 5 messages.
两长的 Q&A.
Two sections of Q&A.
然后又有这个年会的华人年会的培灵布道会。
And then also the evangelical meeting organized.
上个晚上。
Combined churches. Three evenings.
上个主日另一个教会的讲道。
And last Sunday, I also preached in another church.
然后还有很多，还有他们的年会的同工一天的聚会。
And also the whole day conference for the co-workers.
但我要讲的是很奇妙。
I'm going to share is amazingly.
有一次有一个牧师带我去吃饭。
A pastor just brought me out for lunch.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他说这个餐馆叫做桃园饭店。在悉尼的。
Restaurant in Sydney is called 桃园 Restaurant.
他说这个老板是广东人。
Well, the boss is Cantonese.
他全家都是广东人。
They all from, they speak Cantonese.
他们很多来吃餐馆的都是基督徒，多数都是很多不同教会来的。
Indeed, many would come to the restaurants from churches, Christians.
他就不信耶稣。
But the boss doesn't believe in Jesus.
那我说今天我们祷告依靠主。
So I told them, let's pray and trust the Lord.
那一天当我们吃完的时候，吃的差不多，晚上吃的差不多的时候。
So it's at dinner time, when the meal was nearly finished.
这个老板跑出来和我们寒暄几句。
The boss just came and just chit-chat.
那我就用广东话和他谈。
Of course, I use Cantonese to talk to him.
啊，我就谈几句就把福音传给他。
And just few words, I preach the gospel to him.
啊，大家站在那边谈。
So we just do and talk.
长话短说。
Well, to cut it short.
主听祷告。
The Lord has our prayer.
啊，他竟然在我们全桌的人面前呢。
But after that, in the presence of the whole table.
我说你跟我祷告吧。
I ask him.You want to pray with me?
他真的一句一句跟我祷告。
And he did indeed follow my prayer word by word.
当着很多叫几个人面前就这样 很认真祷告接受主。
In the presence of a whole table, he confessed and accepted Jesus.
然后我教他以后信了之后怎么祷告。
And then I told him how you should pray after you believe.
因为他起初说我做餐馆的根本没有时间去教会。
Because he said, I am running a restaurant, I don't have time to go to church.
哇，他接受耶稣之后就立刻承认我是基督徒了。
Immediately he said after that prayer, I'm now a Christian.
然后他说哎，我曾经看见一张的单张。
And then he even said, I once have read a pamphlet, gospel tract.
耶稣奇妙的救恩。
It's called The Wonderful Salvation of Jesus.
那个牧师告诉他，这个耶稣奇妙救恩啊，就是我写的。
And the pastor indeed said, that gospel tract was written by Elder Ching.
哇，他很高兴。
He was so happy.
然后我说你太太。
And then about your wife.
他说不要麻烦啊。
Don't bother her.
她在里面洗碗很忙的。
She's working in the kitchen, very busy.
然后里面祷告。
Then I pray.
我感觉她一家很劳苦啊。
I can see the labor, hardworking couple.
我说主啊，你给我机会。
And I ask the Lord,
能够带她全家信主。
To bring the whole household to Christ.
结果她信了主很开心。
So he was very happy after he
believed. 那个牧师和他谈的其他的。
And the pastor was talking to him.
我就走进厨房。
So I went to the kitchen.
啊，我就看看，哎，看见他太太一个人在那边洗碗啊。
And the wife was very hardworkingly cleansing the dish.
啊，用广东话和他寒暄。
So I talked, I chit chat with him.
你们煮的东西很好吃啊。
And I of course said, oh, your kitchen, your food is so good.
啊，他很高兴啊。
She was very happy.
那我立刻说，你有没有信耶稣啊？
And then I encouraged him. Do you want to believe in Jesus?
他说没有。
No, I've never.
他站在停了，站在那边听，然后就把福音传给他了。
So I stood there and I preached the gospel to her.
啊，很快就把。很简单就把耶稣降世啊，这个就很简单传给他。
And very quickly, I told her the whole story of Jesus.
传给他之后
，incarnation and salvation. After that,
然后
，and then at the end,
我就带他祷告接受主。
And I led her to pray and accept Jesus.
我请他很乐意，他说好。
And then when I invited him, she was very willing.
哇，一句一句跟我祷告。
Word by word, she followed my prayer.
啊，他起初说我全身洗碗都是这样，我不要紧。
And originally, she said, "Oh, I'm so dirty. I'm just in my..."
我说你闭着眼睛祷告。
And I told him, "That's
很认真。
That's okay. You just close your eyes and pray." She was very serious.
当他用广东话跟我祷告接受主之后
，After she in Cantonese, I prayed together with me to accept Jesus.
哇，他很喜了。
She was so joyful.
我说你得救了。
And then I told her,
你的灵魂将来上天堂了。
Congratulations, you are now saved. You will be in heaven.
我说耶稣借圣灵住在你里面了。
The Lord Jesus will abide in you through the Holy Spirit. You have received the life of Christ. You are now a child of God. God is your Father. Lord Jesus is your Lord. I told him how you should pray. Anytime you can pray, while you're washing dishes, you can pray. Praise the Lord. She was happy. When we departed, she was keep waving to us.
不然也原来是很辛苦的。
Originally was just hardworking, like,
我还看见他的儿子。
Watch this. And then
他的儿子呢
？His son, her son.
在那边呢，负责做 waiter.
Her son was one of the waiters, just distributing dishes.
做得很不高兴。
Was very unhappy.
因为他年轻嘛，二十岁，二十来岁。
About 20, a young man.
那我走过去。
And then I
他刚刚收了一碗，我就陪着他走了。
Walked to him and he.A pack of dishes and I followed him.
我说你要不信耶稣啊
？Do you want to believe in Jesus?
他听不大懂。
He didn't understand.
我用广东话讲。
I use Cantonese.
他也听不大懂。
He didn't understand.
用国语讲。
A Mandarin.
他听不大懂。
Didn't understand.
我后来用英文问他。
So I asked him in English.
原来他英文。
Our coffee only could understand.
他说没有。
No, I didn't.
那我又简单的时间很紧，我简单的，因为我怕他老父亲一到那就麻烦了。
Because of very short of time, like, so I have to be very concise and.
啊，把这个福音传给他。
And preach the gospel.
我就以约翰福音三章十六节
，John 3:16，
神爱世人
，For the God so loved the world，
甚至将他独生子赐给他
，He gave His only begotten Son，
啊，叫一些信他的
，Those whoever believes，
不至灭亡，反得永生
，But receive eternal life。
结果呢，福音传给他之后
，At the end the gospel was
啊，大概救恩讲完之后
，After my explanation，
我说只要你信
，As long as you believe，
啊，我以罗马书四章九节说。
Romans chapter 10:9.
你若口里认耶稣为主
，If you confess Jesus as the Lord in your mouth，
心里信神叫他从死里复活
，And you believe in his heart that God has raised him from dead，
就必得救
，You will be saved。
我说你愿意
？Are you willing？
啊，我带你祷告
，I'm going to lead you to pray。
他愿意
，He's willing。
我就一句一句用英文带他祷告
，And in English I pray with him word by word。
哇，当他祷告完、接受完之后
，And after he believed in Jesus，
他说喜乐充满我心
，He said。I'm full of joy now.
啊，他发现很大声啊
，loud voice.
然后呢，
哇，连外面的坐的那一台的基督徒都听见了。
Even the whole table outside, they heard.
给喜的充满了。
They heard they could hear that he was full of joy.
原来是做事做得很怒气啊。
Originally, really like very sadly, he was fulfilling his duty.
那一天晚上，全家信主。
You know, that night, the whole family.
还有几个年轻的弟兄姊妹和牧师在一起，他们真是喜乐的不得。
And a few young pastors and co-workers, they were so full of joy.
然后老板和我们照相。
And they actually took a picture, the whole board, the board and the family together, we took a picture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers.
福音本身就是神的大能。
You know, the gospel is itself the power of God.
随传。
It doesn't depend on you.
福音本身就是神的大能。
The gospel itself is the power.
当你去传的时候
，But as you preach，
当你高举耶稣的名
，As you exalt the name of，
你必须有信心
，You have to have faith，
你必须深信
，You have to be convicted。
福音就是神的大能
，This the gospel, the power of God。
圣灵不是印证你的话
，The Holy Spirit doesn't use your word。
圣灵是印证耶稣基督
，The Holy Spirit is confirming Jesus Christ。
当你不以福音为耻
，When you are not ashamed of the gospel。
你以福音为荣
，But indeed you rejoice in the gospel,
主的名为荣。
You rejoice in the name of God.
你去见证基督。
You to testify,
传扬基督。
Christ and preach Christ.
圣灵就是来见证基督的。
God, the Holy Spirit will confirm the testimony of Jesus.
所以任何时候
，So at any time,
当你对主有信心
，When you have this confidence and faith,
对福音有信心
，And confidence in the gospel,
然后在爱里。
And in love,
在基督的爱里
in the love of Christ,
当你在爱里传出去的时候
in love when you preach,
人的心会被感动
the heart of man will be
圣灵会印证
Holy Spirit will confirm,
你不是在那边辩论
you are not there to argue,
你不在那边说服他
or try to persuade,
当然你要有装备
of course you have to be equipped,
当然你要装备
you need to be prepared,
但是随时凭圣灵的感动
but according to the leading of the Holy Spirit,
带领人来归向主
You bring and lead people to God. My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们都要还福音的债。
We all have to pay the debt of the gospel.
将来我们都要在审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前交账。
One day we all have to stand before the one who is going to judge the living and dead.
提摩太所要交的账。
The debt that Timothy needs to keep account.
是当时外邦的各国。
Was the whole nations, the whole Gentile nations.
都要听见福音。
That the whole Gentile nation would need.
从他口中听见。
Through his mouth, they have to listen.
但是我们要交的账
Now, today, our debt
是你的亲戚朋友
is your friends and relatives,
你的家人
your family,
你的同事同学
your colleagues, your students, your classmates.
你要告诉他
you have to tell them.
若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Woe to you and to us if we don't.
若将来在基督台前受审的时候
one day before the judgment seat of Christ,
主要问我
the Lord will ask you.
你的弟兄在哪里呢？
Where's your brother?
你的父母在哪里
Where's your parent?
你的儿女在哪里呢
Where are your children?
为何你不把永生路告诉他
Why don't you tell them the way to eternity?
为何你忍心叫他到地狱的火湖里去呢
How would you even allow them to just go and perish in hell?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你深信将来的圣城新耶路撒冷吗
Do you really believe in the new Jerusalem in hell?
你深信地狱的火是永存的吗
Do you believe in the eternal hell?
我相信你是相信的
I believeI'm sure you do believe.
若这一切都是如此的真实
If these are all true and reality,
你想想看
Think.
将来你在圣城新耶路撒冷的时候
You will abide in the new Jerusalem in heaven.
当你看见你许多至亲的
But you can see many of your close relatives.
他在地狱的火湖里
They are suffering in hell, in the fire of hell.
他昼夜受痛苦
Day and night they will be tormented.
他那种痛苦的眼神看着你
And with tormenting eyes, they look at you.
我相信你没有安息的。
I don't believe you can rest.
主耶稣曾经说
Because Jesus has once said,
在阴间的火湖里的那个财主
The rich man, remember, while he was in hell,
他还记得我生平还有五个兄弟啊。
He remember, oh, I still have five brothers.
快快告诉他们啊。
Go and tell them.
免得来到这个痛苦的地方。
Save them from coming to this terrible place.
这是阴间的呼声啊。
This is the voice from hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
难道我们还能够忍心
？Can you hold your conscience?
不把福音传给我们的亲戚朋友
？And not preach the gospel to your friends and relatives.
让他们有知情权
Let them have the right to choose
让他们有选择权
Option to know
让他们有得救的机会
Opportunity to be saved
保罗说，若没有听见福音的
，Paul said, if they haven't heard of the gospel,
何来相信呢
？Who is going to listen? Who is going to believe if they have never heard of that?
若没有传福音的
，But if there's no one to preach,
何来相信
？Who can even listen?
传福音报喜信的
，Those who preach the good news,
他们的脚中何等佳美
！Blessed and beautiful are their feet.
求主叫我们无论得时不得时
，May the Lord help us, whether it's in season out of season,
都救灵魂。
We have to save lost souls.
主耶稣到撒玛利亚城的时候
，When Jesus entered in the city of Samaria,
他是从耶路撒冷要向加利利去。
You know, indeed, he was from Jerusalem, wanted to go to Galilee.
在撒玛利亚城的门口
，Right at the gate of Samaria.
那是他不得时的时候。
It was out of season time.
肚子饿
，He was so hungry and tired.
等门徒进城买食物
，He asked the disciples to go and buy food.
就是遇到一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Then he came across a Samaritan woman.
耶稣在最不得时的时候
，he was his very out of season
口渴的时候
，very thirsty time.
他就把活水赐给这个妇人
，he gave the living water to this Samaritan woman.
让这个妇人认识耶稣是基督
，allow this woman to know that Jesus is Christ.
他一口水都没有喝
，he didn't even drink a sip.
然后这个妇人带他入城了。
And then the woman brought Jesus to the city.
这个妇人先是告诉可城的人说
，And the woman told the whole city.
她遇见基督了。
I've met Christ.
可城的人跑出来。
The whole city came.
然后耶稣就把福音传给可城的人。
And Jesus preached the gospel to the whole city.
哇，可城的人认识这真是要来的救世主啊。
Now the whole city knew that
耶稣在最不得时的时候
has come. Jesus preached.In this very out of season,
传福音给撒玛利亚合成的人。
Out of season, he preached to the city.
保罗在最不得时的时候。
Paul, when he was out of season time.
在受审的时候。
Before the judgment.
传福音给该撒家里面的人。
He preached to the whole household of Caesar.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
无论得时不得时。
In season, out of season.
我们都可以带人信主。
We can bring people to Christ.
我昨天才带一个人信主。
Yesterday, I brought one.
因为我。昨天我们去这个去旅游一下的地方
啊、Yesterday we were in sightseeing
然后有一个同样在一起的
啊、
就遇到的同样在一起遇到的
啊、Together we were on a journey
然后呢就把福音我要离开之前把福音传给他
Before we finished the journey I preached the gospel to them
他是深圳来的
He came from Shenzhen in China
跟我祷告接受耶稣
And he followed my prayer.
虽然他是一个这个啊、专业人才
，He's a professional.
也是这个很理性的
，A very intelligent man, always rationalized.
感谢主。
He thinks, but praise the Lord.
他接受主。
He accepted Jesus.
很喜乐。
Very joyful.
啊，他还答应我到深圳的教会去聚会。
He actually promised me that he would attend the church in Shenzhen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
传福音无论得时不得时
Remember, in season, out of season,
总要救些人
We have to save
多年来我就是以这个还债的心
For the past many years to, With this attitude, I have to pay the debt
其实我们教会本身非常忙
Indeed, I'm a very busy man in my own church
因为我们香港的教会
Because the church in Hong Kong
啊，这个教会聚会所
The Christian Assembly Hall
我们有3900人聚会
We have 3,900 people altogether.
十二个会所。
We have 12 locations.
一个教会。
One church but 12 locations.
啊，年头到年尾。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
各种 meeting 啊。
Every meeting.
大专的。
To the university school.
初代职的。
To the young one.
还有啊，在职的。
New believers or the people at work.
青年父母。
Yeah, young couples. Parents,
还有中年的。
Or middle age,
啊，这年长的
，or elderly,
哇，儿童的、少年的
，children, young,
啊，那是排得满满。
All the meetings almost fully packed,
已经很忙了。
Throughout the year, packed.
但是我个人蒙神的恩典
，but by the grace of God, God has called me.
一直对主负有领受主的负担。
I have received commission from the Lord.
要把神的道
，I have to preach the word,
包括神的，包括福音
，including the gospel,
传到各地。
To everyone, everywhere.
那主实在听祷告。
But the Lord has heard my prayer.
主为我开了福音的门。
God has opened the gate.
主也为我开了传神话语、神道的门。
God has opened the gate of preaching the word of God.
所以将近三十年了。
Nearly 30 years now.
主给我透过福音电台、福音广播电台。
God has used the gospel channel.
向中国大陆。
And broadcasting to China.
传讲主的道。
Preaching His word.
还有传讲福音
and his gospel.
其中有我主持几个节目
I'm responsible for a few programs.
其中有一个节目
One program
是抉择时刻
It's called
the hour of decision.
Or the hour of decision.
这个节目呢是专门传福音的
And that hour is almost all for gospel.
半小时时间
Only half an hour.
那这个每次都有呼召
Every time there will be altar call.
几年的时间
，for a few years now，
就这样传。
I preached
在八九年六四的时候
，during the June 4 period in 1989。
哇，当时六四这个北京啊各地出事情，大家都知道。
During June 4, things happened in Beijing。
我在电台上传福音。
I was preaching the gospel in the radio broadcast。
又有一个出信造就的节目。
And then after that, a program to look after the newly believers。
哇，收到很多来信。
I received so many letters.
很多学生说
many would write to me.
我们已经在绝望中了。
We are now being liberated.
他说，才看见耶稣基督才是人类的希望。
We can now see that Jesus Christ is the true hope of human mankind.
然后他说
many believe.
我的笔记本都记满了。
My whole notebook was full.
很感人啊。
Really touching story.
多年来
for the past so many years,
不仅向十四亿的中国百姓还债，还福音的债。
Not only did the 1.4 billion of people in China, I paid my debt.
透过传播媒介
through the broadcasting,
还有台湾好消息电视台
and the good news from the Taiwan TV channel,
Good TV.
那
这个主给我机会
，The Lord gave me opportunity.
我曾经在那边有23篇布道信息
Once I was holding 23 gospel messages.Time.
还有加上其他讲道的
and plus other messages,
各种专题讲道的
some are topical
127篇
127 topics
主给我机会
The Lord gave
因为它是卫星电视
because it's a satellite TV
就可以哇给很多中国大陆都可以 用这个耳朵 的天线
yeah. And even because
落在天线了
Wireless. Even the people in China, they can use a wireless satellite to listen to my message.
可以收到
They could receive.
那所以很多地方都收到
So many, it reached to
东南亚、美国
East Asia or East America.
然后香港的基督教创世电视台
And then the Creation TV channel from Hong Kong.
主也给我机会
God has also given me opportunity.
我有一个 Gospel Q&A.
I've got a Gospel Q&A program.
就是福音依然解答的
Gospel Q&A.
哇，那是几十篇
啊、，more than 30-40，
就很多香港人都可以接触到、听到。
So many Hong Kong people can
又、
listen.
加上很多专题讲到
，and many topical message
是广东话的
，in Cantonese，
超过三百多篇了
，about 300 messages already。
所以主给我很多机会
，God has given me so many opportunities，
透过各种媒介
，through all sorts of media，
还有网络上的
，and then internet，
主给我机会。
God has given me opportunity.
所以在国内现在随便网络都可以看得到很多的。
That's why now people in mainland China, through the internet, they can listen here to my
都有字幕的
，and all the TV they are got a subtitle.
都是主开的路。
It is all word of God open.
我就栖息在主面前祷告。
Every time I pray before God.
主啊，你开的门没有人能关。
You know what?When God has opened the door, no one can shut.
你关的门没有人开。
Or the door you have shut, no one can open.
把握每一个机会。
I just have to grasp every opportunity.
把福音传出去。
To preach the gospel.
然后我要做见证主奇妙的作为。
And then I'm to testify the Lord's wonderful word.
我蒙神的恩典。
By God's grace.
写了十几款的福音单章。
I have written about more than 10
其中 gospel tracks. 有几款。
There are few gospel tracks.
是翻译成英文。
Are translated into English.
然后翻译从很多国家的文字。
Then into other languages.
其中有一个印度文。
One that's in India.
印度文现在很大的祝福。
Now has blessed.
在印度那边有一个印度人的福音机构。
Now in India there is an Indian gospel organization.
他们要把福音传遍印度。
They want to preach the gospel to the whole India.
他把这款耶稣奇妙的救恩
That gospel track, the wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ,
印度文的
in Indian,
每次印40万份
every time they will have 440 million
他们到一个城市
published, they reach one city,
召集那个城市的每一个教会的牧派一个牧师来
they would call all representative pastors from different church,
然后一个宣教的祷告会
we have a prayer for the missionaries,
然后所有单张摆在面前
The gospel is all laid out.
然后祷告完之后，他们一个个排着队。
And after prayer, they would line up if one.
那一个教会人数多的给一千张。
If you have a bigger congregation, you will receive 1,000.
人数少的给五百张。
Or smaller congregation, you receive 500.
然后由那一间的印度人的教会再派出去。
And then from there, the gospel church will be distributed.
现在已经派完几百万份。
It has been printed more than millions and millions.
建立了五千个小组。
We have 5,000 small groups.
完全是主的工作。
It is totally the word of God.
哇，主的那个工作非常奇妙。
The word of God is so amazing.
现在在一个缅甸。
In Burma.
在孟加拉。
In Bangladesh.
柬埔寨。
In Cambodia.
越南。
Vietnam.
泰国。
Thailand.
印尼。
Indonesia.
这些第三世界国家。
These third world countries.
这个单张。
This gospel track.
都这样传出去。
Was distributed.
各种文字。各种文字。
In different language, different dialects.
非洲九种文字。
In Africa, 9 languages.
哇，就这样传出去。
We preach the gospel.
还有俄罗斯。
In Russia.
日本。
Japan.
都是主的作为。
It is all God's work.
完全是主做的。
Totally His work.
人不可能做。
It's impossible for
anyone to do. 但我要告诉你的。
But let me tell you one thing.
在世界各地。
Throughout the world.
都有千千万万爱主的。
There are thousands and millions of people who love the Lord.
他们为着主的福音啊。
For the sake of the gospel.
是付生命代价去传福音。
They pay the sacrifice of life to.
在巴基斯坦。
In Pakistan.
的南部。
South of it.
耶稣奇妙的救恩。
This threat, the wonderful.
他们不敢印多，只印两万份。
They didn't dare to print too many.
那个南部是和这个阿富汗的阿开达。
Near the border in the south, very near Al-Qaeda.
是阿开达的权势。
The sovereignty under Al-Qaeda.
是极端回教的。
Very extreme Muslims.
但是那一片有一批年轻人。
A bunch of young people.
牧师带着一批年轻人。
The pastor would bring the.
他们进食祷告。
They fast and pray.
哇，很感人啊。
Very touching.
他们带着单张。
Together with the gospel tract.
都是巴基斯坦人啊。
They're Pakistanis.
他们呢？怎么派单张啊？
How did they distribute?
半夜
midnight,
一家一家
household by household, they distribute the gospel tract.
有时候他们是你上了车
，sometimes they will send you to the car.
那个 bus 要开的时候
，when the bus was to leave,
那我就给你一张
，and they immediately get.
那你抓不到我了
，then you cannot catch me.
他们用很多这种方式派
，by all means they put the distribute.
付生命的代价
，they are risking their life.
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
The gospel of the kingdom needs to be preached to the whole world.
对万民做见证。
And bear testimony to the whole all nations.
然后末期才来到。
And then the end of time would come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你深信主这句话的预言会应验吗？
Do you believe in the fulfillment of this prophecy?
一定应验。
Certainly.
天地可以废去。
The whole heaven and earth can perish.
主的话。
But the word of God,
一点一滴都不会去。
Not even one stroke would.
天国的福音要传遍天下。
The gospel of the heaven will be preached to.
对万民做见证。
To all nations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
天下有多大
？How big is this world?
如何传遍天下
？How can you preach the whole world?
需要千千万万的教会啊。
Thousands and thousands of churches.
不同的民族。
Different nations, ethnic.
把福音传遍天下。
To preach to the whole world.
换句话说。
Put it in another word.
今天你不传
Today, if you don't preach,
主同样可以感动
God can move other people.
千千万万基督徒
Others, thousands of thousands.
在不同的地方
In different corners.
传扬福音
To continue this mission.
去完成主这个预言
To finish and fulfill God's prophecy.
主又说另一句预言
And God also, Jesus also prophesied.
民要攻打民
People against people.
今天看香港的情形
Look at the situation in Hong Kong.
民攻打民
，people against people，
应验主回来之前的预言
，exactly fulfilling God's prophecy before He returns。
不仅香港
，not only Hong Kong，
世界各地
，indeed throughout the world，
你会看见很多民攻打民
，you can see so many people against people，
有的为了竞选，啊，分两派
，some were because of money， two divisions。
主又说
，and then the Lord said，
人的仇敌就是自己家里面的人
，the enemy of man is in your household。
你看见今天香港。
Look at Hong Kong.
有的父母和儿女是仇敌啊。
Parents and children, they are enemies.
你是黄色的，我是蓝色的。
I belong to the yellow, you belong to the blue.
哇，那是人的仇敌变自己家里的人了。
You know the enemy just arise from your own household.
更可怕的是
，more terrible.
啊，连教会啊
，even within a church.
啊，你政见不同啊
，if you hold different political opinions.
曾几何时是很好的
，once upon a time very good brothers in common.
到有一天因为政见不同啊
，no because we are different.
啊，变为敌啊
，we become enemy.
分开啊。
We divide.
中了仇敌撒旦的诡计啊
！Exactly fall into the scheme of the devil.
我们可以政见不同。
We can have different opinions.
犹太人或希腊人。
Exactly like Jews and the Greeks.
但我们可以在基督里合一。
But we are one in Christ.
我们可以包容。
We can accept one another.
我们可以彼此包容。
We can accept one another.
在基督里
，in Christ，
没有代沟啊
，no generation gap，
没有政见的不同啊
，no political difference gap。
我们在基督里都同归一啊
！We are in Christ one.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这次我们教会蒙保守啊。
This time our church has been preserved.
但我要讲的是
，What I'm going to share is
这些圣经的预言都要应验。
All these prophecies will be fulfilled.
然后主说
，And then the Lord said，
只因不法的事加多
，But because unlawful things multiply，
许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡
，The hearts of many will become cold.
末了的世代
This is the end time.
无论是世界很多不法的事
Whether it's unlawful things in the world,
甚至在基督教界
Even within Christians,
也有不法的事
So many unlawful things,
有令人跌倒的事
People, things that would stumble people,
所以许多人的爱心
Many,
才渐渐冷淡
Will grow cold.
从原来的热心
Originally, are passionate.
到有一天看到人的行为
AndOne day you see evil, wicked things happening.
然后他的爱心就渐渐冷淡了。
His heart grows cold.
他跌倒不爱主了。
He stumbled and no longer.
他还跌倒的理直气壮啊。
And then with full of excuses.
其实他错了。
Indeed, he's wrong.
为你钉十字架是耶稣啊。
You know what? It is Jesus Christ who was crucified for you.
不是那个人啊。
Not him or her.
也不是某某主仆啊。
Or not whoever.
所以将来我们见主面的时候
One day when we see the Lord,
千万不要说我因为某一个不法的事我就冷淡了
You cannot have this excuse that because of that unlawful things, that's why I fall.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
末了世代两个预言
There are two prophecies for the
一个是消极的
One is pessimistic.
只因不法的事加多很多人爱心渐渐冷淡
Yes, unlawful things multiply, people grow cold.
是许多人啊
Many would grow cold.
很多人爱心要冷淡啊
Many will grow cold.
你是应验这一句话呢
？Do you want to fulfill this prophecy？
主的话一定应验。
Yes, it will be fulfilled。
你是应验这一句话呢
？Do you want to fall into this prophecy？
还是你应验
？Or
这天国的福音要传遍天下
？Another prophecy that
对万民做见证。
The whole world will be rich. The gospel of heaven will be preached.
要传福音到天下
，preach to the whole world。
是一般顾道主需要的人。
It is every evangelist.
心灵火热
，burden the burned with fire.
爱主
，they love Jesus.
爱人。
They love people.
啊，是灵里火了。
They are burned inside.
为了主的需要。
For the need of the Lord.
传扬福音。
They preach the gospel.
把荣耀羞辱。
Forget about glory or shame.
都丢在背后。
Behind their back.
不怕为福音受羞辱。
They didn't care about suffering for the gospel.
主耶稣说。
The Lord said.
人若因我的名辱骂你们。
If people insult you because of my name.
你们在天上赏赐就大了。
The reward you will receive in heaven is great.
所以你传福音的时候
That's why when you preach,
千万不要因为给人骂一句
No, because people rebuke you or reject you.
啊，你就受伤了。
You feel bad about it.
你若真是认识到传福音的荣耀啊。
If you really understand the glory of preaching the gospel.
你真是想骂多一句吧。
You should say, rebuke more, like give me more.
叫我将来赏赐多一点啊。
You know what? Then I will receive better reward in heaven.
因为我是配为主的名受苦啊。
Why I'm worthy for the name.
当然不是叫你特别去激怒他了。
I'm not asking to incite people to curse you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
能够有份于为主的名
，to be able to participate,
付一点代价
，pay a price,
多有福啊
！So blessed,
这是神的怜悯啊
！This is God's mercy on you.
将来犯起的是主的赏赐啊
！What in the future you will be rewarded.
天国的福音要传遍天下。
The gospel of heaven will be preached the whole world.
今天你想去应验哪一批的？
Now ask yourself, which prophecy do you want to be fulfilled?
你自己选择吧。
You can choose. You can.
天国的福音传遍天下。
Gospel must be preached.
把握每一个机会吧。
Grasp every opportunity.
好，我最后讲一点见证。
Finally, I want to share my story.
有 有一段时间
for a period of time,
我经常给邀请啊
I've been invited
到美国的洛杉矶
to Los Angeles in the US,
还有西雅图
and also Seattle,
还有加拿大温哥华
and also Vancouver,
在西岸这几站的教会
Canada, that's west coast of the
有培灵会布道会、有特会布道会
gospel meeting, evangelical meeting.
那这个那段时间因为联系几次和他一起去就送了这个飞机上有免费的这个 mileage 这个
So because I travel frequently to the US, I receive free mileage.
啊，就可以储蓄这个礼数了。
Okay, I just accumulate my mileage points.
那我太太说，送给我们一张免费的亚洲的机票呢，已经就快过期了。
And my wife and I always would go together. And then once my wife was telling me, "Wow, it's almost expired, like the points we have accumulated to Asia." Because it's very difficult for us to take holidays, to take time off.
她在政府上班。
She's working for the government.
那我教会忙的。
And I'm so busy with.
那我无论如何，哇！我那一次就在网站上查了。
So I was like checking the God.
那我就问她说。
Internet.
Yeah.后因为东南亚各处我们都去讲到布道过了
because we have been to the
也去过了、然后所以呢
and New York as well.
后来知道原来美国关岛也是属于亚洲的
and then we know that the Guam also the Guam of US belong to this region
我们就选择去关岛
so we went to Guam
那我和他到关岛的时候
so my wife and I went to Guam
那我想到
and then I remember
我曾经认识一个在福音电台的一个牧师啊。
I once have known a pastor in the Gospel Channel.
他移民到关岛。
He already migrated to the Guam.
他在一间浸信会做牧师。
He's a pastor in the Baptist Church.
那我出门的时候也还留着他电话。
So I got his number.
所以我去的时候就打电话给他。
So I just gave him a call.
那我自己有在这个旅程，我自己都 set 好了，都做好。
I've already have my own itinerary, what to do, where to go.
那我从酒店打电话给他。
So from the hotel, I called the pastor.
他不在，他到纽约去。
He was in the hospital. He visited the hospital.
他的师母告诉我。他的师母一听见我，一听见我的声音。
The wife listened to my voice.
他说：“我立刻打电话到纽约给牧师。
”He was in New York. The pastor was in New York, so I'm going to call my husband in New York.
稍后我打电话给你。
So I'm call you. I'll call you back later.
结果稍后打给我的时候。
So when she returned my call.
他说：“牧师一直到我到。”
The pastor know that you are now here.
他说明天晚上我们要有一个培灵会。
Tomorrow night there will be a special revival meeting for you.
然后他就说这个，那我就说等等。
I said, hold on.
然后就和我太太商量一下。
I just want to discuss with my wife.
我是很想。
I'm willing to do it.
但我顾到他的感觉。
I have to really care about.
因为他准备来这里旅游一下。
We plan to have a rest here.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们夫妻都一同爱主的。
My wife and I, we love Jesus.
我们多年都很恩爱的。
We are so loving with one another.
所以呢，他说，只要我愿意，他就。
And my wife's answer, as long as you're willing, I'm willing.
那我就说好。
So I agree.
答应他了。
I promise you.
他明天几点接我们到他教会去。
What time and what time? She will come and pick me up.
那聚会之前，原来他们有爱宴。
And before the church, there's love.
很多人爱宴。
Many attend the love feast.
爱宴完了之后就开始。唱诗进入的培灵会了
him singing,
培灵会的信息不是今天这个、
This is not the same theme, the revival meeting.
然后完了之后
After that,
也不是讲传福音的培灵会
It's not also about preaching the gospel.
不是传福音的不是讲传
not evangelist meeting.
但是呢到了完了之后
After the meeting,
很多人这个被主得着我当时还有呼召很多人
And indeed, I had an oracle out at the end.
一生侍奉主
And they wanted to follow Jesus.
但是完了之后他们来找我。
And then after the meeting, they came to me.
他说，我们关岛这个地方
，You know what? In this island, the
有很多从塞班岛偷渡到关岛。
There are many actually illegal immigrants coming here.
他说，很多福建人呢，因为偷渡的时候就给抓了。
You know, there are many from Fujian, they tried to smuggle here.
就在拘留所。
They were in
在监狱里面。
Detention center.
他很多年轻人。
Many young people.
他说：“这里美国政府给我们教会有一个 permit， 就有一个许可，可以去传福音给他们。
”Gave our church special permits to preach to the detention center young people.
他说明天早上
，Tomorrow morning，
我带你们去传福音给他。
I will bring you to them to preach the gospel.
明天早上，原来我们已经到某一个地方去照照相。
Indeed, our plan the holiday was tomorrow morning we are going to visit some sightseeing spots. for photo.
那我当然是愿意的。
Of course I'm willing.
但我要顾到我太太感
受。But again, I have to understand how my wife.
然后太太我看看她，我说。
I look at my wife and my wife.
那她说。
And she nodded.
她一看见我喜欢的，好。
And my wife realized that I'm ready, I'm happy and willing, and she agreed. Praise the Lord.
那第二天才我们去了。
The second morning we went.
哇，做了很。一进去的时候什么都不可以带。
You cannot bring anything with you.
没有水，不准带水，什么都不能带。
Not even water, nothing.
你进到监狱里面的时候，
attending
哇，在草堂上坐了，哇，很多这个年轻人，
so many young people,
男男女女的年轻人，
boys and girls.
然后我就传福音给他们。
So I started to preach the gospel to them.
我里面
my heart
啊很感动，
really was touched.
啊，我觉得他们很可怜。
I feel so sorry for them.
因为他们花了那样多钱。
They spent so much money.
然后要交给蛇头，
and gave money to the smuggler.
又给抓了，
and they were caught.
什么都没有了。
Jailed, they lost everything.
人生这样绝望。
Wow, they were so hopeless.
所以主的爱充满我。
So the Lord, the Christ's love fills my heart.
我把福音传给他们。
I preached the gospel to them.
然后呼召的时候，
and then when I at altar call,
要接受耶稣做救主的站起来。
Whoever wants to accept Jesus, stand up.
哇，竟然全场站起来。
To my surprise, the whole
哇，那个接受耶稣做救主的声音啊
，the voice I could hear，
哇，响彻整个地方
，echo the whole grassland，
很感人
，very very touching，
有的是流泪啊，有的很多女生是流泪、啊、
，in tears，
然后我叫他们再坐下来
，and then ask them to sit down，
就开始做初信造就
，and then continue to train them as for young believers，
我花了一个早上的时间。
I spent a whole morning.
我知道再没有机会和他们。
I know I wouldn't have any second chance.
因为他们以后要给送回国内呀。
Because very soon they will be
送回国内去，还要给拘留三四个月啊。
You know, after returning to China, they will be detained for a few months.
然后放出来之后
，after being released,
他们前途渺茫。
They wouldn't have any known future.
然后他们接受耶稣做救主之后。
But after they believe in Jesus,
哇，露出笑容啊
！Again, the smile.
我是喜乐平安的。
The joy and peace.
然后教导他们怎么祷告。
And I told them how to preach, how to pray.
然后哇，就出信招就了。
I start my disciples training.
叫他们回到国之后。
And after they return to the country,
有机会去找教会。
You have to go and find a church.
甚至叫他们怎么传福音。
I actually told them how to preach the gospel.
最后啊，能够祝福别人。
That you can be a blessing to others.
耶稣成为他们人生的祝福。
Jesus became the blessings of their lives.
有一个年轻人，
a young man in front,
突然间跑到前面，
came to the front.
他一定要把一管的可乐给交给我。
He must.
他说你讲了整个早上。
He want to give him the coke.
没有水喝。
Can have coke. He said you have been spoken for the whole morning. You haven't even have a drop of water.
我推来推去我不喝。
I couldn't just refuse.
因为他在那边做苦工啊。
Because he was working very hard.
每一餐两块面包，两片面包。
Every meal.
两片面包。
Two slices of bread.
年轻人很饿啊
！You know, young people very hungry.
三餐才六片面包啊
！Three meals, six.
做一天的劳苦啊，好像两千一块美金呢、啊。
The whole day of hard work, one US dollar.
那一罐的可乐啊
！So that coke can of coke.
奢侈品啊
！It is a luxury to him.
但他信耶稣有爱啊
！But you know, after he believed in Jesus,
一定要给我喝啊
！He said, "You must have this."
我推来推去
，I want to reject.
最后我就是没有喝。
I still declined at the end.
他很感动
，He was very.
他说原来。我人生完了。
He said originally my life was gone.
但是我信了耶稣。
But now I believe in Jesus.
我人生充满希望。
I'm full of hope now.
啊，亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
后来我依依不舍地离开他们。
Really.
全群站起来和我呼手。
The whole crowd stood and waved.
很感人。
Very touching.
耶稣爱他们。
Jesus loved them.
我最后很简单又讲个见证。
Final story for you.
有一年我到东北哈尔滨。
Once I was visiting Harbin.
去旅游的时候。
I was just holidaying.
哇，这个零下27度
，27 degrees minus,
下大雪
snowing,
我们要从
snowing heavily,
啊一个地方赶车到另一个地方。
We have to be in a hurry from one place to another.
在中途站
，in the middle,
哇已经夜晚了
，it was midnight.
哇我们就快用一下洗手间。
We quickly went to the toilet.
我用完洗手间出来
，and after I came out,
啊看见洗手间有一个老人家，他还不是很老，大概六十多岁的。
An old man about 60s.
他是看管那个洗手间的。
He was looking after the toilet.
啊，我一看见这个厕所的所长。
This is he's the captain of the toilet.
我里面有感动。
I was moved.
在冰天冻地的地方。
In such a cold night.
他竟然还坐在那边。
He was sitting there.
哇，我几年
呼
吸啊。
I couldn't even breathe.
啊，那个眼睛的结冰啊，眼睛的结冰。
Even the eyeglasses was frosted.
啊，都结冰了。
Icy.
那许多这个同团的人一用完洗手间就跑上车去了。
You know those are quickly would finish and then go back to.
因为女士用洗手间时间长一点。
Because the ladies use longer time for the toilet.
所以我就有一点时间了。
So I got a little bit of time.
我就立刻向他传福音，向老人家，向他。
Immediately I preached the gospel to the old man.
他说他从来没有听见耶稣的
I've never heard about Jesus,
也没有听见上帝的
never heard about God,
什么都没听过的
never.
然后我就开始说上帝怎么创造宇宙万物
And I explained to how God has created
他是独一的真神
He's the only true God.、
啊、从有神开始讲起
Talking about God.
长话短说又想到你有没有看见 这个今年是第几年是公元的、啊、这个
20
公元就是纪念耶稣降生
AD、
啊、你有看见听见红十字会
What about the Red Cross? You must have
为何红十字
Why is it Red Cross?、
啊、就是耶稣钉十字架流出血血就红色的
It is the cross Jesus was crucified shedding his blood in red
上帝所救的记号所做的记号
It's the symbol God has given
好妈妈他明了明了
And then he started to understand
感谢主长话短说他跟我祷告接受耶稣
Thank the Lord I just kept the story short At the end he prayed
很虔诚还站在那边向着天家
And then he was very solemnly standing
祷告完了之后
Pray
圣灵充满他
The Holy Spirit filled him
他伸出手来
He
两手挖着我
Hold
我的手都痛了
tightly and firmly,
他很感激、啊、
until my hand hurts.
他说谢谢你
thank you.
我里面很感激
I really was,
我里面很感动
so thankful, so moved.
他说耶稣、啊、我得着耶稣、啊、
I have received Jesus.
我已经告诉他耶稣已经在你里面
He said, I told him,
而且圣灵永远与你同在
He's already inside you through the Holy Spirit.、
啊、我叫他怎么祷告
I told
我说你们这里一定有教堂的
There must be a church somewhere.
你找基督教教堂
Go and find a church.
你去找
You go and check. Go and find.
他说会，我会在我这个城市找教堂。
He said, I will go and find a church in my city.
啊，后来我还不是等最后一个上车的，我很守规矩的。
Now I know I'm a very
啊，我有留意的。
I'm a binding citizen. So
我看见还有人。
I'm not the last one.
差不多的时候我上车了。
Not my last one.
因为大家都在赶车嘛，我上车了。
We're in a hurry. So
我上车的时候，我坐在车的这个车窗啊。
And then in the I got back to my church.
我就我
看到
就有点光了。
I removed the frost.
我看见他走出来
He stood up
一直吼我他感动站在那边不走等着我的车 我们其他人都上车的时候
He stood there and
我们整个旅游团的很奇怪
The whole
那个导游都很奇怪
was very surprised what are you doing
哇这个厕所的所长
The captain of the toilet
好像是你的朋友
Looks like your old friend
哇站在那边
He was just waving and waving to me They were all surprised
车开了
And then we left
我在车窗
And I just wave with him.
我回头看着他
really touching.
我很感动
I was so touched.
我想流泪
I was in tears. I was really.
那一幅的图画
That
在我的脑海中
In my mind.
耶稣爱他，拯救他
Jesus loves him. Jesus saves him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在我们旁边
Today,
有很多人需要耶稣基督
Those who next to you, they need Jesus.
求主的爱感动我们
May the love of Christ move,
叫无论得失不得失
so that in season, out of season,
我们都救些人
we will preach and save
当他信主之后
after he became Jesus,
福音是神的大能
you know, the gospel is the power of God.
有一天
One day,
他可能比你更爱主
he might even be more loving Jesus
你要深信神的大能
you have to trust in the power of God
埃塞俄比亚的太监
you know, the eunuch in Ethiopia
当日因为腓力传福音给他
Because Philip preached the gospel to him
后来他凭着一本旧约圣经
Just with the Old Testament
连初信造就都没有听
Not even our basic truth training
因为神已经把腓力调到另外地方
Because Philip was taken by God
他回到埃塞俄比亚国
But he returned to Ethiopia
福音就传开了
The gospel was preached
我相信后来女王都信主了
I believe even the
所以历史上埃塞俄比亚国成为基督教国家
You know historically Ethiopia was a Christian country
就从这个很有关系
Because of this
好最后我们唱首诗歌
Well let's sing another hymn at the end Let's sing another hymn
愿我成祝福
Make me a blessing 643 643 643 600634 Make me a blessing.
我们一同站起来唱
So we stand and sing together this hymn. 633 Make me a blessing.
但愿我们都成祝福
May we all become a blessing.
好，麻烦事情给我们个调，我们一同唱。
在人生 highways and byways of life， 多人能避免困难。
Let's sing the chorus one more time together.
Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. End of my life. May Jesus shine.Blessing, oh, Savior, my God, may your blessing to fall unto me.
请我们一同低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
我们自己或和旁边的啊，为着今天的信息。主的圣灵感动你
You or together with the one next to you for the message, if the message has touched you,
你把自己奉献给主
You offer yourself to the Lord.
主啊，我愿意摆上自己
Tell Jesus that
无论得时不得时
I'm willing to commit myself whether it's in season, out of season.
都为耶稣做见证
I will bear the testimony for
传扬主的福音
to preach the gospel to
带人来参加布道会
bring people to the evangelical meeting
带人来教会听福音
bring people to the church
用各种的媒介
with all media
来传扬福音
to preach the gospel
让我们都有份
that let me
为万人灵魂得救来代祷
contributory and pray and participate for the gospel to all
为此奉献
I'm willing to offer myself to this mission. Pay the price for this mission. We'll pray to Jesus. Make me a blessing.
好，现在开始祷告。
Let's pray.
我们都开声祷告，自由的，小小声。
Please open your mouth and with your voice, you pray aloud to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Move us. Move us. We're willing to sacrifice for the sake of your gospel, for the love you have saved us. Give you passion, confidence, insistence.Out of us, we are to preach. We are to lay down our lives for your destiny, for your glory. So may the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, compel us.
亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的巴父，求你耶拿垂听我们众人在你面前所有的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, may you accept the prayers of everyone before you this morning.
悦纳我们的心愿。
Accept our desire.
悦纳我们的奉献。
Accept our offering.
主啊，求你复兴你的教会。
My dear Lord, may you revive your church.
复兴你的众圣徒。
May you all revive all the saints here.
叫我们从顾到自己的需要。
From only minding our own.
转到顾到你的需要。
To minding the need of you.Of evangelism.
叫我们都体贴你的心肠。
May we mind your heart.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
That the gospel of heaven will be preached the whole world.
主啊，我们在这里。
We are here, Lord.
请差遣我们。
Please send me.
叫我们都在神面前。
So before you,
都在基督耶稣面前。
Before Lord Jesus Christ.
在你的将来的显现。
Before your appearing.
在你面前来领受这个使命。
We are here to receive this commission.
因为传扬福音。
Because to preach the gospel.
得救的数目填满。
When the Believers' numbers is fulfilled.
是关系到你的显现。
Is relating to your appearing.
是关系到你的再来。
Is relating to your coming.
是关系到你荣耀国度的建立。
Is relating to your glorious kingdom establishment.
带进你的国度。
It will bring forth your kingdom.
是关系到教会给建立起来。
It is related to the building of the church.
所以求主来得着你的教会。
So may you, Lord, you gain your church.
同心合意兴旺福音。
That with one heart we will prosper the gospel.
叫我们无论得时不得时。
Whether it's in season or out of season.
都能为主做见证。
We are here to bear the testimony of Jesus.
让主的名
从
我们身上能够传扬出去。
Will be manifest and preached through us.
教会要来十一月的音乐布道会。
We pray for the musical outreach in November.
求你大大祝福。
May you bless mightily.
让人人都有份。
So everyone would have this opportunity.
摆上祷告。
To pray.
摆上邀请亲友。
To invite friends and
relatives. 所有来的人
so whoever will be coming,
都信主得救
will believe and be saved.
把得救人数
you increase the
天天加给你的教会
of believers to this church.
亲爱的主
My dear Lord,
祝福你的教会
bless your church.
让你的教会让我们每一位
your church, every one of us,
成我们旁边所有亲友
will become the blessings to
我们所接触的人的祝福
our friends and relatives.
成为传递你祝福的人
we will become blessings to the whole world.
传福音报喜信他们的脚中何等佳美
how blessed and beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
让我们都有佳美的脚中
may we all have beautiful feet.
传扬你的福音
as we preach the
gospel, 见证你的名
as we testify of your name.
叫天上的心喜悦
so really,
宝座的心喜悦
The joy of heaven
一个罪人悔改
will be rejoiced.
天上欢喜快乐
sinners saved on earth, the whole heaven will be. The new joy in heaven is the throne.
我们渴望你喜乐
Father, we want you to be happy.
我们渴望父喜乐
We want our Father to be happy.
浪子回头
A prodigal son return.
天父的心喜乐
The Father's heart will be filled.
父子圣灵都喜乐
The Holy Spirit and the Holy Son will
be joyful. 叫我们也给你的圣灵充满
We
充满了属天的喜乐
with holy joy.
所以求主叫我们天天靠着你
May we, by your grace, every day
借着祷告
through prayer,
传扬你的福音
preach the gospel,
荣耀赞美归给主
we give you all the glory and honor,
归给父神
to our heavenly father,
祝福归给你的教会
a blessing come to your church,
奉靠耶稣基督的名
we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen,
Amen.
大家请坐
please be seated.
Praise the Lord for the message this morning. 我们很感恩为着今天早上的信息。
And from our brother,